sits down and plans out and reviews what he or she is right. They try to achieve a unity and a coherence and an emphasis so that the piece of writing holds together. Well, this is also true of the authors of the scriptures. It is true of Matthew, the author of the gospel that makes up the gospel reading this evening. Matthew reminds us that everything that occurred in Bethlehem was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. A virgin shall give birth to a child, and they will call him Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us. Then the whole story is told of Jesus' public life, his suffering, his dying, and his resurrection. And at the very end of Matthew's Gospel, the very last chapter, at the end of that chapter, Jesus says to his disciples, "Now go out into all the world, tell everybody what I have told you. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And remember this, I am with you always, even to the end of time." And so what brackets the whole Gospel of Matthew begins with Emmanuel, God with you, and ends with, "I am with you always, even to the end of time." That's the message of this week, that God is with us. And that God comes among us in very ordinary ways. The ordinary way of a perfect child. In the small and the helpless form. In the absolute dependency of an infant child. Without any power, without any strength, he comes among us in the simplicity of a child. And the only way that people recognize him for who he is, not with these eyes, but with the eyes of God, with the eyes of faith. And so the shepherds will come, and they will see him with the eyes of faith. And those travelers from the east will come, and they will see him with the eyes of faith. The challenge that is present before me this evening and before you is to see him as God. To see the bird he has chosen to be among the most simple, the most ordinary, the most unexpected places in our world. A place he can steal in and find peace. A place that raises no complaints. A place that is so simple.